Village of Advanced Organics.
George Zimmerman will have to answer for the death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, and so it goes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Part of what we're going to be talking about this hour is that fair trial. Can he get one? What will most of the focus of this trial be? Spitballing, it's pretty obvious. It's going to be over self-defense and the Florida gun laws, stand your ground. And what happened when Zimmerman encountered Trayvon Martin? But the facts are this. The special prosecutor, Angela Corey, decided that there was enough to move forward. He's in jail right now. He's got a new lawyer who will file a motion for bond to get him out of prison while he awaits trial. He's been charged with second-degree murder, as I mentioned, in the death of Trayvon Martin. This is almost 6 weeks since the shooting occurred, and I think by now you know all the details of the actual event itself, except for the key thing is what happened when the two encountered each other, and that will be at the heart of the defense and at the heart of the prosecution. He's going to plead not guilty. His attorney has already said that. And Corey said she had a message for those who have been rushing to judgment on the case. And what she said was, you cannot know what it's like to launch this type of investigation and come to this conclusion. We don't prosecute by public pressure or petition. We prosecute cases on the relevant facts of each case and on the laws of the state of Florida. But as Corey knows, in the court of public opinion, it has been fast, it has been swift, and it has been heavy, which is why she did not disclose where he was being held. Everybody has an opinion on this, including, and not surprisingly, the Reverend Al Sharpton, who had this to say about Zimmerman being charged.
This is not a night for celebration. It is a night that should have never happened in the first place.
And it is. He's right. This is also at the crux of this. It should have never happened in the first place. So it took more than, I guess, 40 days since the original shooting happened, the original crime was committed. And Corey says it didn't take long. The prosecution's burden is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. We have numerous homicides where immediate arrests are not made. We have to have a reasonable certainty for conviction before we file charges. I'm wondering if there's any kind of witnesses that would also fall into play here. Just to clear it up, under Florida law, because you know it's different from state to state, second-degree murder is the unlawful killing of a person when perpetrated by any act eminently dangerous to another and evincing a depraved mind regardless of human life, although without any premeditated design, gobbledygook, to affect the death of any particular individual, the maximum sentence for the crime is life in prison. Corey said the decision to charge Zimmerman was made last week. She said that they worked with the Seminole County people, worked with her office to set up the courts for the coming hearings and all that sort of stuff. So already it was in the bag. It's interesting because I heard that they were having problems initially, and maybe it was waiting for tests or whatever, with the evidence part of this. You think of forensically what they'll look at, and I'm sure this will come into play here. There is no doubt that this is a tragedy. And now moving forward, this is a long way to go, a long way to go. But they're saying that the evidence is there to charge him for the killing, and now it's going to play out in the court of justice, and we'll see what happens. The wheels turn slowly usually at this point, and I can't imagine that there's going to be any speed here. Even if they try to move this rapidly, it can't go that fast because Once you go through the process of the jury and everything else, it's going to take a little bit of time. By the way, because everybody wants to throw in their two cents, and the president initially made a comment about it, the White House has backed off on talking about it. Remember when he weighed in and he said if he had a son, he'd look like Trayvon, and he thinks every parent in America should be able to understand why it's absolutely imperative that we investigate every aspect of this. And then said, I think all of us have some soul searching to figure out how something like this happened. And Mitt Romney was asked about it, too. And he said it's a tragedy. There needs to be a thorough investigation and whatnot. I think that I think with Romney, he said it right when he said that there had to be this investigation and reassure the public that justice is carried out with integrity and partiality. But for the president, they're backing off any future comment because of the blowback on his initial comment that if he had a son, he'd look like him. There is absolutely a lot of facts that are mixed up and gunked up in this, and we'll see how this plays out. I think gun advocates and gun control advocates are going to be sparring over this for a while, because it's going to, the heart of this is that Stand Your Ground law, which came about with the help of the NRA, and we've already got an incoming state Senate majority leader, a guy by the name of Chris Smith, who set up a group of experts to look into the law, and they're going to have public comments about it. And there is a thought that this may change, that they'll try to flip this law. Zimmerman, for his part, went into hiding because of the shouting that was going on, the huge public outcry. And his two attorneys didn't even know where he was, and they bailed. So then he got a new attorney, and he put up a website called therealgeorgezimmerman.com to actually solicit money to help pay for his living expenses and his attorneys. And on his website, he didn't say much. We know we've been through this. We've talked about it. He didn't say much about what actually happened, just that it was a life-altering event. And I'm wondering how much money people are donating, or if he's getting any money. So a lot of people are questioning the special prosecutor who said that she wasn't swayed by the public. Other people are coming to her defense and saying, hey, she's a professional. She doesn't care about the court of public opinion. I don't know. What do you think, America? Let me throw out the digits. I know you're alive and thriving out there and you want to jump on this. 855-266-KATE. I know it's a new number. 855-266-5283. Of course, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up this hour, it's not just Zimmerman and the fact that he's being charged with second-degree murder that we're going to talk about, and whether or not he can get a fair trial, and really how long this all plays out. But also, we're going to talk about what's going on the campaign trail now with Romney pretty much bagging this thing. It's not official, because it is still about the amount of delegates. Also, Charles Manson, up for parole. Do you think he got it, or was he denied? It's pretty obvious what happened there, but we're going to talk about that on the flip side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Tonight, coming up in our next show, we're going to talk with my brother, Patrick Delaney, who's an attorney out of Florida, that very area where all of this is going on. And we're going to get the true scoop from him on what the legal community is really saying about what a nightmare this has been and how the Stand Your Ground law is absolutely being challenged in the middle of this whole thing. And it could affect the Republican convention. Plus, we'll also be talking about who your favorite of the Three Stooges is and why. And some of the all-time great lines from the Three Stooges. I actually kind of got sucked into watching the Three Stooges and at first really didn't like them. Because, you know, that whole slapstick thing is such a guy thing. But then I started to buy into it. I did. I got pulled in, and I really, really liked the Three Stooges. In fact, I think I'm going to go and see that movie this weekend. Yep, how about that? All right, I said we were going to kind of mix it up here and talk about one in the land of justice, Charles Manson. Even if you know nothing of the specifics of the Manson murders, because you have to really go way back in the time machine, you certainly have seen the crazy-eyed pictures of Manson over the years. Now he's got the wild gray hair, and he's been in prison forever. So every time he gets up for parole, it's almost a joke. I mean, you think the guy's going to get paroled? Biggest mass murderer out of California. It just even saying his name, it just evokes all kinds of emotions for a lot of people that went through what happened in the Manson years, right? Including the Tate family, because Sharon Tate was an actress who was married to Roman Polanski, who was just slaughtered by Manson and Manson's followers and Manson himself. I mean, that was the whole thing. He got people to do things for him with the cult that he was pretty much carrying on. So he was denied parole. The next parole hearing is set for 2027. He is 77 years old, and the California parole panel pronounced they could find nothing good as far as suitability for being paroled. Do you think? Can you imagine? You want to talk about blunder of the week, blunder of the month, blunder of whatever? If the parole board had let him out, like, nobody thought that was going to happen, but if for some reason they decided to let him go. But here's the thing, Manson, since he's been locked up, has accumulated 108 serious disciplinary violations in prison. And he has no remorse for his 9 murder convictions. He hasn't done any self-help programs, any vocational training. So you think he wouldn't even have a prayer. Wouldn't even have a prayer of getting paroled. There's nothing in this guy except for vacantness beyond his eyes. You know, he still denies murdering 9 people back in 1969. That's how far back you have to go. So the 2-member parole board thought that, you know, anything that the guy says, they denied him parole, think that what he says is troubling, and you think so? So the next time he's up for a hearing, you know how old he'll be if he even survives that long? 92. I would say this guy's going to die in prison, and that makes Deborah Tate feel pretty good. Listen to what she had to say.
The thought of not having to come back and deal with this particular killer, it pleases me.
Yeah, because if, like I said, if you go back and the way that they killed those people, Sharon Tate was pregnant, and he had a group of people, followers, that he called his family, and he tried to incite all kinds of things. So it wasn't surprising, except for that his death sentence was changed to life in prison after the California death penalty was overturned during the 1970s. That's the only reason why he's alive, because he would have definitely gotten the death sentence and would be dead. So Deborah Tate, the sister of Sharon Tate, goes to the hearings whenever they have the hearings, and she went again, and that's what you just heard, saying she was elated. It makes sense, because it would be, like I said, stunning if he were to get out of prison. And he will eventually, probably in a bag, because he's going to be in his 90s. So there is absolutely no chance. I can think of 15 different things that would happen before he has a chance to get out of prison. He would have been, if that hadn't happened with the death penalty, he would have been given probably gas, I would assume, would have probably happened with Manson. You know, speaking of the death penalty, and we have listeners listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, always dicey. People have strong opinions, and of course, on the death penalty. And initially, one of the thoughts of having a death penalty in this country when somebody committed such heinous crimes was not necessarily even the vengeance or the family or retribution or all that other sort of stuff, but that it would be a deterrent for other people to commit heinous acts. And I don't know if it's so successful in that area, but I think that there's I'm a proponent of the death penalty because I think there's just some things that you absolutely, you just can't walk away from that. And there has to be, Old Testament baby, to me, it has to be. And I know some of you are rolling your eyes or thinking, oh, you got to be kidding me. Well, you know what you can do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, I know, new number. Or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. So Connecticut's governor is saying, Governor Malloy is saying that he's going to sign a bill abolishing the death penalty, and it'll make Connecticut the 17th state to abandon capital punishment. So on Wednesday night, what happened was the Connecticut House of Representatives passed a bill, that bill, by a vote of 86 to 63. The Senate approved it last week. And he says he's happy to do this and that, you know, he's going to join those 16 other states and almost every other industrialized nation in moving toward what he thinks is a better public policy. So now there's this trend to get, you know, to blow up capital punishment, to not do it. And in fact, in the past 5 years, four states have done it. And they tried to pass a similar bill but were blocked the last time out by the Republican Connecticut governor. Capital punishment has been in the state of Connecticut, this is how far back it goes, since colonial days. And since there was a moratorium that was gone until a 1976 court upheld the constitutionality of capital punishment. And since then, Connecticut juries have handed down 15 death sentences, but of those, only one person has actually been executed, because you know how long they sit and appeal and appeal and appeal and appeal. And that Michael Ross was a convicted serial killer, and they put him to death by lethal injection in 2005 because he voluntarily gave up his appeals. But right now they got 11 people on death row. The bill wouldn't apply to those people, by the way, who already have been sentenced to death. That won't happen. They could drag it out with appeals, but that won't happen. So, you know, is capital punishment, is it a criminal deterrent? Does it give justice for victims and their families? See, that's what I think. I think it gives the justice for the families, and especially in these incredibly heinous, heinous crimes that you can barely survive the crime as to what's happened to your loved one, and it's the victim who never... There's no answering for the victim, so that's my thought in the death penalty. But, hey, a lot of people are flipping this over, and I think the state of Texas will be the last stronghold if this trend continues. Because, of course, there are people who say the reason the death penalty needs to go is because of the wrongful convictions, and thank goodness for overturning them so that people aren't killed when they shouldn't be killed. Stay with us. Interesting conversation, politics and money, next.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Coast to coast, while there's nooks and crannies in between. You know, I always say follow the money, right? And that really applies across the board, especially in politics. Got a new report that broke down a lot of the contributions by individuals, even city and state, that shows, not surprisingly, that a big chunk of the super PAC money flowed in from a few individual folks, a few individual donors. There's a group out there called MapLight. It's a nonpartisan research organization. They track money in politics. And joining us is the research director, Jeffrey Ernst Friedman. And he's the guy who authored some of the information that they released. And it's fascinating stuff. I got a copy of it today and was going through it. And some of the things that we'll ask Jeff about is the fact that Winning Our Future, a super PAC from, that was one of Gingrich's, raised $16.5 million in Nevada, and that was from eight contributors. Jeff, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So when you tackle something like this, what you have your big spreadsheet in front of you and you start to go after it, how do you compile all this information?
We have to go to the FEC website and download these files each individually. They have monthly reporting periods and kind of add them all together. So they definitely make it a bit of a challenge, but it's all publicly available information, and we just kind of compile it and try to figure out who these people are and try to make the obvious connections when we have an employer that gives a major contribution and that same corporation gives a major contribution and try to match those people to kind of they're the decision makers of that organization, C-suite individuals, and look at addresses and try to match family members together, and that's kind of come together to try to just really narrow down the real decision makers behind these super PACs.
What did you find? Was there anything in common with Republicans and Democrats that you tracked when you went through the money?
So it's a little difficult to tell right now just because there's so many more Republican super PACs, just because each presidential candidate seems to have their own super PAC, and it's kind of like, up to just a few months ago, it was like a 6-to-1 ratio. So but there's definitely big dollar contributors on each side who kind of carry the weight of the super PAC, giving, the top 3 or 4 or 5 people give about 80% of all the money to these super PACs. So it's pretty consistent across the board that each of them has one or two major donors who kind of carry the water for everybody else.
Geographically, where did most of the money seem to flow from?
It's predominantly California, New York, Texas, just the major population centers, but it's not because so many individuals are giving, it's just one or two people are from those areas, and the largest contributors to Gingrich's PAC, as you had mentioned, were from the state of Nevada, and they were Adelson and the kind of the casino magnate and his family kind of combined to give close to $1.7 million in contributions. So it was pretty major.
Of all the money, and that's a pretty big number, mm-hmm. Of all the money besides the casino magnate, of all the money that flowed out there, who else did you find that was a major contributor that showed up in the numbers?
I just wanted to correct myself before that. It was $17 million that came from the Adelson family, from the casinos. Each Super PAC had its major contributors. So the Bob Perry from Perry Homes gave $4 million to the Restore Our Future, which is Mitt Romney, and then Eli Publishing and FB LLC, which is out of Utah, gave $2 million. And famously, Bill Maher gave $1 million to Priorities USA Action, which is the Obama Super PAC, and Jeffrey Katzenberg from DreamWorks $2 million. Even Ron Paul's group endorsed Liberty. Peter Thiel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, gave $2.6 million. So everyone has a major contributor over $1 million.
Did you find that, so you were in saying that California, New York, and Texas, that's where the bulk came from, because when we're talking about individual folks, it sounds like it's people with companies with big money, people who had big money, which makes sense when we say super PAC, but you have a little bit of Hollywood, a little bit of gaming, and all sorts of other individuals. Was there anything that really struck you as kind of odd when you were going through it? Like, wow, I didn't know that they realized that they gave that much money. Was there somebody that stood out as unusual?
I think it's, each one had like a major a benefactor. Each super PAC had a major benefactor. And I think it was interesting to see how much money each would give, and especially with the candidates that are, were obviously were buried under the Romney machine, and the Adelson money from the Winning Our Future is like $60 million. This was both Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, and then their children, and then the families of their children combined to give all that money together. So it was kind of trickled down to the next generation, and each group, it's, you know, just really surprising who comes onto the scene. The names that you don't recognize is really surprising, and it's kind of all out there, and how much money people are willing to contribute to these campaigns, you know, $500,000, $100,000, which is, if you look at, compared to, you know, the average American, how much disposable income they have, and they're just pouring these into a presidential campaign is amazing.
Yeah, and obviously that's their disposable income, you would think, if they're dumping that much money into it. When you started to look at it, was there, because I would imagine there's some people, even though, as you said, it's public information, and you know that when you donate, was it tricky to uncover some of the people because maybe they put down nicknames or were kind of hoping they could be a little more anonymous and be harder to track? So you kind of found that?
It didn't seem too difficult, but what I imagine going forward is that we'll probably see that, as there's going to be a lot of negative backlash from these groups, and, you know, maybe people decide to take their business elsewhere when they see the kind of money that what they're, you know, they give money to a company buying a product, and what does that profit turn around and go to is maybe endorses policies that kind of negatively hurt them. So I think we'll probably begin to see more of the hiding of the money as we go forward. But there's also the individuals who will give money as themselves, and then their corporation that they control will give that money. And I'm curious how the employees of those companies will feel about that when, you know, when it comes time for raises and that money just kind of seems to go elsewhere. I think that'll be an interesting discussion that they'll have.
I agree with you. Can you imagine going in, you're asking for just a tiny raise, and then you find out how much money the company gave to whatever super PAC and whatever candidate? It would be pretty interesting. Well, wait a second, but you had enough extra cash on hand to put the money here. And we know, because we hear this all the time, that everybody's so squeezed. These companies are so squeezed. So very good point. I mentioned this at the top, that MapLight is a nonpartisan research organization where you track the money in politics, and this stuff was fascinating. What are some of the other things that you've worked on?
We've worked on recently. We were very successful in getting kind of the money ratios on SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, that a lot of groups was kind of pitted Hollywood against Silicon Valley, and we kind of was highlighting how much money was kind of at that issue. And we're also following the follow-up bill with the, it's called CISPA, which is also getting a lot of energy from the, you know, online advocates groups, and just kind of highlighting the money that's on the top of our website today. And just, you know, we look through any and all issues that can kind of highlight how big moneyed interests, be they, you know, corporations, individuals, unions, and how they're kind of able to sway public policy in their direction to the detriment of others is something we hope to highlight.
So that's what you'll go through, you'll pour through and look at what's happening on the Hill and try to see what's going on out there, and then decide what you're going to track. Is that how you decide where to put your resources?
We track all the major legislation. We have a team of researchers who will pretty much track all the bills that are moving through committee, and just so that you already know that there's some action behind it. And so we're adding support and opposition, and then as it moves to the floor and we kind of sense a media attention to it, we'll kick up research, and we'll also field custom research requests from members of the media for specific issues, you know, members or corporations or any other issue out there, and we'll turn money back, turn research back for them.
Do you feel like there's less transparency or more transparency since you started this?
I think there's more attention, that it's important. I think my organization, MapLight, and then others like Sunlight and Open Secrets and Follow the Money and GovTrack have been kind of able to show how important this is, and people have been aware of it. But I think other groups will then counter. Big money interests will hide behind trade associations and just kind of these shadow groups such as super PACs. So it gets slightly better, and then it gets significantly worse. It's definitely one step forward, two step back, but it'll take definitely interest from individuals and kind of to demand their representatives put transparency first. That'll be important.
Yeah. When you track something, there's probably no timeline. You just try to get as much information as you can.
Keep your soil healthy. Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Come away with me in the night. All right, I want to leave you with a few things here from this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget we have a new number. It's tough memorizing those numbers, right? I have a theory that there's a different kind of dyslexia, and it happens with numbers. I know because I have it. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. George Zimmerman is at the Seminole County Jail. And he's being charged with second-degree murder for the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. There are a lot of details that we don't know in this case. For sure, we know that it's been tried out across the country in the court of public opinion and that this has ignited the question of race again, which I don't get. We're in 2012. Doesn't it seem like we've made some strides? Why do we continue to mash this up and create some of this firestorm, especially when a lot of Zimmerman's friends who happen to be black, including one who lived with him for quite some time when Zimmerman was helping him out, said, listen, it wasn't great. It was awful, in fact, that Trayvon Martin died and that George is in the middle of this and tracked him down, but he is not a racist of any sort. maybe three or four different people have come forward and have said that, but yet that drum keeps on beating, and it's the thing that nobody wants to touch, and there is a problem with is whether it's created by the media, whether it's created by some opportunist, or whether in some cases it's flat out real. I think that these very dangerous flames are going to keep being fanned, and fanned for the wrong reason, certainly not in the case of Zimmerman. Of everything we could say about him, and I think he was a dunderhead for continuing, and that's being kind, for continuing to go after Martin. He should have just left it alone, and we wouldn't have even been in this situation, but he did, and now this is what we're left with. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the Florida law. It's going to come down to standing your ground, what the defense comes up with and what the prosecution goes for, and they say they have the evidence, so that's, I'm sure, at the heart of the case without a doubt that this is what's going to happen here. This is going to take some time to play out, and I think that it's going to be rough sledding for the next couple of months, and it may change gun laws in Florida. It may change gun laws in other places. So people who don't want to see the Second Amendment slip away will definitely be sucked into this whole thing, because this is at the heart of that case. If that's self-defense and standing your ground, absolutely. The president is backing off and not making any more comments about Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman or justice or any of that kind of thing. In fact, the White House was very clear that they are not going to answer questions about it after the president said he could have had a son that looked like Trayvon Martin. So he's not making any comments, but a lot of other people certainly are. And you're welcome to weigh in as to fair trial, what you think will happen with the Stand Your Ground law, of course. Send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. The big thing on the president's agenda isn't commenting on what the people are talking about in the buzz in their backyard over the Martin case, but about his Buffett rule, polished, shined up, and ready to roll, all on the heels of, if you remember, in January's State of the Union address, the emphasis on Buffett's secretary and the fact that he paid more taxes than she paid and all that other sort of stuff, which then came through the Buffett rule and having wealthier people pay more taxes. The president says that Republicans are misguided and misleading people. He said it's pretty easy to understand what he means.
It's simple. If you make more money, more than $1 million a year, not if you have $1 million, but if you make more than $1 million a year, you should pay at least the same percentage of your income in taxes as middle-class families do.
All right, so here's the deal. I think the system that we have now is more than ridiculously out of date, out of touch, archaic, and whatever, however you want to label it. But we have a tax code that reads like 20 different volumes of War and Peace. Nobody really understands it. I'm for a flat tax or a fair tax. Let's just rework the system. I don't know that that'll ever happen in my lifetime, even though a lot of people are knocking on that door, because there would be the whole protection for the IRS, which just ramped up and spent more money to have people in place to go after those who don't buy insurance, the individual health mandate, depending on what the Supreme Court rules. But they've already hired a bunch of those people. Well, at least they can take some money from the GSA, perhaps, with salaries, since eight people are now gone from that budget. Every day another shoe drops, another vacation was taken, another wild party was had. Why did I not hear that it was so fun to work for the General Services Administration? Five GSA employees went to Hawaii for a week, and what do? They went to 1-hour-long groundbreaking for a federal building. pretty good. But that used to be a good job if you could get it. And they were supposed to go back to Hawaii in the fall, but I guarantee nobody's taken a Hawaiian vacation from the GSA. I think it's really a question of how much of our money did they steal from us. It's looking like it's at least $1.5 million, $2 million, who knows, by the time we're done, since every day a new story comes out about how the money's been spent. Oh, my. And who sank the ship of those people? The people themselves, because they cut videos screaming to the world, which ultimately they leaked out, that they were getting away with murder. Ha, ha, ha. Nobody was going to find them out. All right, speaking of finding things out, what happens when one of your best buddies drops a dime on you? You know what I'm talking about. You share some secret you don't really want the world to know. Jessica Simpson is pregnant. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care about their kids. But I had to delve into this because somebody sent me a little quick tweet on it, and I thought it was actually kind of funny. The whole baby name thing and keeping it a secret or blabbing it to people and having them weigh in on what you're going to name your baby, especially with celebrities, is a curious thing. So Jessica Simpson's baby name was released by one of her good friends, and guess what the baby name is? Take a listen.
This is Smart. Maxwell Smart, agent 86.
Maxwell. The baby's name is going to be Maxwell. I don't know. It's better than Apple. Isn't that Gwyneth Paltrow's child, Apple? And then there's the son. Her son is named, I think, Noah. That's not so bad, actually. But Apple, that's crazy. Of course, who am I to judge? You can name your child whatever you want to name it. You just have to remember that they are stuck with it unless they go to court and legally change it. So, Maxwell. I didn't think it was so funny until I thought of Maxwell Coffee and Maxwell Smart. Were you thinking that it was Agent 66 or Agent 99? No. But Maxwell. Okay. I'd say the best friend, she's got to wring her neck and tell her to keep it to herself. Usually that kind of thing is something that's released afterwards, not by a good friend. Of course, I guess when you're in the entertainment business, who are your good friends? It's kind of like politics. You're always looking around. They're always looking around. Where are the sharks? Where's the enemies? Where are the enemies in this room? Let me look around. Who are my friends? I'm not quite sure. All right, coming up on our next show, I'm going to remind you of this again. We're going to talk more about Trayvon Martin's death, what that means for the law, the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, as there's heavy debate over this, what that courthouse is going to be like. We'll talk about that and a couple of other surprises as well, including, think about this, who is the best, hands down, who is the best of the Three Stooges? We have our cheap movie review coming up as well when we meet again, my friends.